And welcome to Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are queer to answer your questions. I'm Cheyenne.
And I'm Gina.
And class is now in session. We have another guest with us today. Carly, can you introduce yourself to everyone? Let them know what you're all about.
Yeah, hey y'all. I'm Carly Nelson, pronouns she, they. Sum me up, I'm a professional soccer player in the NWSL. I am through and through an Aquarius, except I just found out my moon is Leo, and that changed like everything for me. Yeah, that pretty much sums me up.
Can I ask why that changed everything for you? Like, what did that what outlook on yourself did that give you, the Leo moon?
I just like didn't think I was a Leo, and then I look back at my relationships. I'm like, no, that's like half of my exes are Leos, and I'm like, no, that like actually didn't work because of that.
Yeah, I was thinking that because like Aquarius and Leos are sister signs, so like kind of like an opposites attract situation. So maybe there were like things about other Leos that you disliked that were really like parts of your internalized self that you were seeing in other people, kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah, so that's far. You got farther than I ever did.
But, sorry,
but that sounds about right.
I just I go too hard with the astrology stuff, but
no, I love that.
Can you tell us a little bit about your coming out journey and your queer journey?
Mine's like I feel like it's like pretty common, but I was raised like super religious, Mormon, ex-Mormon, lesbian, like grew up in Utah, so I have that whole experience. I came out at 13 years old, and then I got outed to the school by a girl, like by the girl I came out to. I know, I was like, damn, like this is really how it went. But
trauma, yeah.
Trauma, yeah. We've been working, but we're good. We're better now. We're funny from it. So no worries.
We're funny from it.
And then I actually didn't come out until to my parents until I was like 18 when I went to school up at the University of Utah. And then I came out as soon as I like moved out. And then ever since then, like my parents and I like had a falling out for like 2-ish years, and then after that 2-ish years we really started like heal our relationships, and now we have like an awesome one.
Nice.
That's the summary of it all.
Are they still Mormon?
So I don't even know how to answer this question, because technically I'm still Mormon, but because my records are still in there, but I am trying to get them removed because I feel like I need to be authentic, and also I do want to be respectful to the people who fall in that religion. But
is that how it works though? Because like I grew up Catholic, and I don't have to do anything to just not be Catholic. I've just haven't gone back.
They talk about that on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, so I know a little bit about it.
Hey,
Yeah.
You already know that. You already know the whole thing.
Okay, but please explain to Gina and any listeners who are not like, in the Bravo universe.
So to sum it up, like you get baptized into the religion, and then you get like a record number, and then if you want to get it removed, you have to like ask. The issue that like a lot of people have like ran into is just like they send a bishop to you or like missionaries to you, and you're like, hey, I just want to leave peacefully. So you have to like, they've created like a website, this lawyer has just created a website where it's easy for people to navigate like leaving, but it's best to get it like notarized, so you don't have to like deal with all of that. So that's the process I'm in right now. In terms of my parents, my dad doesn't really go to church anymore, but my mom does. So it's quite the dynamic. But they do well with it. Yeah.
It's like a whole thing where they like can use your name as part of like the numbers when they're like lobbying politicians and stuff.
Okay, because that's what I was gonna ask, like what is, aside from just not wanting to be in their system, like what would, I didn't know if they were like charging a membership fee still or something like that.
Not technically. I mean, like, no. Technically they do, because you have to pay 10% of like what you make for like tithing. So like my family and I, we like to joke about it. It is a membership fee to like get into heaven, essentially. So like, like one of the commandments is to pay that money. So you don't have to, but it's like severely frowned upon if you don't, you know what I'm saying?
Crazy. Yeah. I didn't even know all this. You think you're educated about things, and then someone says something and you're like, oh, I actually know nothing.
What was it like having kind of like a gay awakening while being in the Mormon community?
I feel like it's similar to a lot of people's. Like, I was excited that I was like, oh my God, I'm gay. But I like literally was watching Easy A, Emma Stone.
Yes.
And I'm like, why do I like, I'm crying, I'm like, mom, like, why do I feel this? Like, can't tell her that, of course. I'm like, something's tingling. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. And then I like realized I was gay. And for like a second, it was cool. And then it hit me that I was like, oh my God, this is not going to be well for me. Cause it's like, you know, it's not like they don't support that there. So mm-hmm. it was, I like cried, and then time went on and I was like, okay, like just fighting kind of the internal, I don't mm-hmm. know, like homophobia and then external homophobia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So when you got outed, it was kind of just like to like the other like kids at school, but you were able to like keep it from your parents until mm-hmm. you were older. That's good. Yeah.
Well, there was a few scares. So this is actually a funny mm-hmm. story. So like on my soccer team, because I played soccer my whole life, mm-hmm. I went to school with a lot of the girls. And I had a best friend. She didn't even go to the school that I was going to. This is like high school. And we were like close, but like I'm gay, she's not, and that's my homie. Like no homo. Like I love you, yeah. but like no, I'm not into that. Mm-hmm. And there was a mom on the team who I think through the like the rumor of things, like heard that like I came out and just like heard about it. So mm-hmm. then she told my coach, and there was a scare where like she was like, "Hey, this girl and Carly are like lesbian together." That's what she said. I was like, "You're gonna, that's how you're gonna say it? Like,
they're lesbianing."
The lesbians.
And so my coach like pulled me aside, and she was like my teacher too at school, because she's my high school coach and my club coach, and she like pulled me aside into her room and was like, "Hey, so there's a mom on the team that's concerned that there's like some lesbian activity going on between you and so and so." I was like, "Oh," I was like, "Oh my God." So I had to tell her. I was like, "Nope, like we are not gay together. Like that's just not who we are. That's my best friend."
And the coach is just like, "It's soccer. What else do you expect?"
Yeah,
it's a soccer team.
It's like the gayest sport.
Yeah, it's like up there.
Yeah, and I'm like a goalkeeper, so I'm like the most stereotypical thing.
Okay, I wanted to get into that because what's up with goalkeepers being gay? Like, they're always the gayest.
That is the stereotype. Yeah,
I have no idea.
Goalie is the gayest position, and I don't know, is there like a theory about that? Is there are there any like jokes should, or conspiracy
should
theories?
We make a theory. I think we should make a theory like right now.
Right, like is it because we're like protecting the box? We're protecting the box.
I don't know what this says about me, but I went right to like any pickup line I could use. Like, oh, you're gonna let me score? Like, that's exactly where my mind went. Maybe, ooh, maybe that's part of it. Is like, or like, you're not easy, gonna witty score. Lines.
Like, mm-hmm. men aren't gonna score.
Yeah, men aren't gonna score. I like the scoring one. Or it could be like, I'm behind 10 women. What? Like, who doesn't want that? Like that.
True. Yeah. That's
ass. Yeah.
My teammates are gonna be like, oh my God.
Like, what are you doing back there? Jeez. Yeah,
like, I'm not hitting on you, probably.
Having the time of my
no.
life.
Oh, that's so funny.
Gina, did you play soccer?
I definitely was not a sports girl. Oh, I did dance, which I don't think is typical for like, I don't know. That doesn't seem like a stereotype. So I'm very not like sports lesbian. I don't really like watch anything, but I would be way more likely to watch women's sports than men's. I'll say that's for sure, but I'm not like turning on many sports games. So I didn't really play much. I had some friends who played soccer though, and they were very like competitive about it. My one friend's high school boyfriend almost like went pro and stuff. So I feel like I was like the groupie sometimes, you know.
Yeah. I played soccer, but I also felt like a groupie. Like I was like, I'm just here for the vibes, for the team spirit. I'm not good.
Because I picture you like picking flowers in the field. No, like,
I mean, maybe not that far because I was afraid I was going to get like hurt, but like I was like chatting with the girls and then like using every opportunity I could to like check someone with my whole body because I'm an Aries moon, so I'm a little aggressive. But I've dated like two different lesbians who played soccer at least. So, you know, I feel like it's, you know, so gay.
Do you feel like everybody's played soccer too?
Do you feel like because you came out like early, well, I consider 18 somewhat early. I don't know that everybody would, but then you were like playing soccer and all these things. Do you feel like you have a good gaydar of who on the team was on what side of the fence?
Oh, yes. And I would never out people ever because I was like, But being in Utah and like knowing who the lesbians are, just looking at them, I'd be like, you bitches are leaving me out here to dry. But there were a few that I called out, and I was like, to my like close friend, I had one close friend that I was like, yo, she's gay and she's definitely gay for you. But no, yeah, like, and then when, well, actually, okay, maybe yes and no, because lately this league, this sport is very confusing, because now the straight women who I was like, oh yeah, they're straight, they're like, oh, well, now I want to try women, and now I'm confused. I'm like, I definitely thought you were straight. So maybe when I was younger, I definitely knew, but now that I've been in this profession and in this league, and this league is like wild, just like the women's soccer in general, like I think they grow lesbians. Like as soon as you become a pro soccer player, like
Yeah.
you have to try it at least once.
And I wonder if it's like has to do with like the having like proximity to a lot of women and like seeing like a lot of like sweaty women like do like just like being amazing at like a sport that and if you play that you're like admiring that about them and then it kind of like crosses wires in your brain and then like you win a game and you have all these like endorphins rushing through your body. Like I wonder if it's just like converting. Like this is the gay agenda. We need to
Yeah,
get
this is the
more
gay
girls into
agenda.
sports
Into
so that they
soccer.
can
Come
grow
on.
up to be gay. Yeah.
I'm convinced soccer
Maybe it's
made
like
me gay.
a it was like a group think thing or like a compulsory homo. Like they're like, well, everyone else is trying it on the team. Like maybe I should
Yeah.
try it. Even if they like just try it for like once, they're like, well, you know, I'm down for anything one time.
Yeah, and it's so convenient because you're just with women all of the time. We don't have time
Right.
to date like that. It's just so convenient. You can pull from, you're on a team with like 24 other women. It's like, well, when do I have time to go date a man?
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw a tweet yesterday that was saying like people who work like 40 hours a week like spend a more majority of time with like their work wife or their work husband and not their like actual partner, and that's why like people end up like cheating with a coworker. So that would make sense for a sports team, especially if you're like traveling, staying in like hotels together, spending like a lot of extra time together. Yeah, so and
And it
if
will
you don't have a
definitely, yeah.
partner, like yeah.
I know, and as a gay woman, I'm like, well, it would be convenient, but also, like, if I don't know if you've heard about the lesbians of the MWSL, but they are crazy, and it, like, it just. It's a crazy thing, and I say
Can
I
you
should be
tell
so
us
careful
about
saying
it?
this.
I
Yeah,
feel
does
like
that
I've
mean you've
dated
dated
teammates.
No, I have not dated teammates because I refuse, because it's I just like don't want to be
Messy.
someone's like table time conversation, because I don't want to be like, I want to be the gossip, like I want to hear about it. I don't want people talking about my business and having that spread around where I work. But the stories are like there was one time where I won't say where, I won't say who, because this is funny. It was like the biggest love child. There was like five, six lesbians just involved, intertwined. And one person was sleeping with this person wanted to date this person, but the person didn't want to date them back. And then two people broke up and then started dating like each other. It was just insane. And I was like far on the outskirts of that. And I was like, I'm not trying to be involved in a six-way triangle of six
Yeah, chart like
lesbians,
Elwood
please.
style. Yeah.
Oh, and like everybody's connected. There was actually a fan who took time out of their life to create a board of everybody who's dated everybody, when, where, who, the overlaps. They took like strings, like some like fucking detective shit.
Oh my
And
God.
yeah. And I was like, holy shit. And they brought it to a game and like held it up, saw it on
Not to
Twitter. I
the
was like losing
game.
my shit. To
Were you
the
on
game. Nope, not on it. I don't know how
it?
I didn't. I don't know how I'm not on it. I don't know how I haven't been roped into some like rumor, because there's been some rumors
Yeah.
on there, and I'm like, ooh, they're outing people. They gotta be careful.
Yeah, that's messy.
That's
That's,
yeah,
yeah.
that's tricky.
Yeah.
But T.
But T and still like clownery, and like I'm totally here for it. I'm like, please, like I need to find that tweet. That shit was
Yeah.
hilarious.
So, do you also identify as non-binary? And what is that like being in a league that's like women's, you know, league, if that is how you identify?
Yeah, so I've like this past like I guess like year and a half, I've been like really sitting with my identity, because this is just like a new discovery for me. I'm not dead set on non-binary, but more like gender fluidity kind of there, because that's where I'm at with my journey. But this is something, yeah, for sure, like being in like a women's league, like because I do still, I like identify as a woman, like that's really important to me, and I still want to hold on to that, like that femininity and, you know, all that. And at the same time, like there are parts of me that I'm like, I need to stay true to that, like masculine. And so it is like an interesting thing for sure. But I think the NWSL is like a really supportive place in terms of like rights and like being welcome. And because that's just what our league is that we're very inclusive. We're just who we are.
I actually pulled a question for you where someone said that they feel very non-binary-ish, but they also don't feel completely disconnected from womanhood. And that kind of sounds like your experience. And that's similar to my experience as well. Like, I feel like my gender is lesbian. It's not necessarily woman. Like, it's like relate, woman adjacent. It's like woman-ish, but like not, I don't know. I just don't feel, I don't know. I just feel like me, I guess. But that's where like
the... That's how I describe it. Like me.
Yeah.
You're still playing in Utah or Orlando also?
Yeah. So I was on Orlando and then I wanted to leave. So I was like, can you just trade me? And I'm from Utah. So they're like, okay, yeah, go on. So they allowed me the trade. So I'm still in Utah. We're a brand new team this year. I mean, they used to be here a few years ago, but had to sell, but they're back.
I feel like those are two places you wouldn't think of such a progressive, because you just had said how progressive the league is, which maybe is a testament more to the league than the state, but that's sick that you've had good experiences somewhat from states that I'm not there. So I can only, you know, say what I know from politics and TikTok and whatever. So,
yeah. No, it is good. And I'll be honest with you, like, the more I think about it, especially being, like, more open with, like, my non-binary and, like, gender fluid identity, there have been times where I've been like, okay, I don't know if I want to go to this market. But a lot of times it's like, okay, where's the opportunity? And, like, I have to go. But Orlando was, like, a safe little blue bubble. And a lot of the time was spent on, like, the soccer field. I feel like it wasn't necessarily like real life. I wasn't really out there. But if I had to go outside of Orlando, I would be terrified, to be honest. But inside, I felt like there were a lot of like good things there. And then Utah, actually, I just found this out. It's funny. Utah's like one of the 7th most queer friendly in this country. So it makes me feel better. And there's a lot of queer people here who are ex-Mormons. So I'm like, oh my God, my people.
Yeah, I looked into moving to like Salt Lake before. Cause I've heard a lot about it being queer friendly. Yeah. And like, I know Orlando, like think about it. All the Disney and theater gays are there. Like
Orlando has a great drag scene too. That's where Roxy Andrews is.
Well, lots of overlap, I feel like.
Yeah.
If you think of that.
That's true.
That is
so
true.
Like, I know a few queer people who have moved down to like Orlando and like worked at Disney and shit. So like checks out.
It just makes sense. Yeah, I don't want to work at Disney. I think that'd be so much fun.
It would be cool. They need a soccer team.
I know. Disney soccer team, is that what you're saying? Or
yeah, like the princesses.
Yeah. They have like mask princesses running around on the field, which pivoting to a little bit of mask identity, do you have any tips for dressing more gay or signaling that you're queer to outsiders?
This is like, I feel like really stereotypical, but like dressing, I don't know, like dressing like in the men's section, shopping in the men's section. Mm-hmm. But also I think there's like gay swag. I don't know if you know, like for me, like I have a very gay part, like very gay swag. Like when I walk into a room, people are like, yes, very much. But I like put that on so they know.
Can you tell us how to put that on? How do we, how do we exude gay swag?
For me, it really is just about like style. Like right now I'm wearing, I don't know, a men's t-shirt and then a flannel, not like a flannel, but a thermal underneath because it's fucking freezing, and then cargos and then some Nikes. And then this men's trucker hat. I'm just wearing it with like the confidence, and I have a little bit of a swag when I walk. Well, here's where I'm going to get into trouble, because I'm like, okay, well, I have a swag when I walk, but then there's a straight girl that has a swag when she walks. So what's different between her swag and my swag? I feel like it's an energy. You just like stand up, you know, I do sit like quote unquote a guy. I'm very like laid back, open.
You gotta spread
Like
up,
I don't, I'm
spread out,
not,
take up space.
yeah, I'm not gonna be like sitting here cross-legged. Like mannerisms are definitely like really important. Also that's just what feels natural, always has.
Okay.
But
Yeah, I think that's helpful.
I don't
Yeah.
know. I
No, that's good
like you're making me
advice.
like look really inward and like how I
I'm
am.
sorry.
How do I
I
walk?
tend to do that.
I'm
It's a
like
bad
really think
habit.
about that now. No, I love that. These are great questions.
Are other masks your type, or do you typically go for more femmes? Would are other soccer players your type? Like, what's the dating history looking like?
What a fun question, because my dating history has been everything. Like, I swear to God, I have been, this is like these past few years is when I've really accepted like my masculine side and like really taken on that role. Like, I've always been that way. I've always like shopped in the boys section, but there was a point in time in college where I was like, I'm super femme, like I'm gonna do this loot. Like, and so I dated more of like feminine presenting women, but was also feminine presenting. And then this like last year with my ex, like she was really masculine and I was feminine. And I really was like, this is not my role. So now I want to take on the role of like masculine. And I've noticed that I'm like really attracted to more like feminine, like looking women. Yeah, just because I mean, I've tried it all. I wouldn't, but I wouldn't, I probably wouldn't date another mask again. It's just, it's, and then my ex's turns like also came out as like mask, and I'm like, this is why it didn't work. Like, we why do we talk about this?
Mask for mask can work. It just sounds
Yes.
like
Yeah.
you're looking for a different energy, which is fine.
Right. No, mask to mask is like great, but like for me, it just like it really didn't work. And we like I like my exes, like some of my exes and I are still friends, and we joke about it, be like, what the fuck? Like, when did you? Because we both were very, very feminine, and that was like one of the first girls I had, girlfriends I had coming out of high school, and she's the first, and we were both like really feminine, and now, like 7 years later, we're both like masculine. It's just a running joke. It's
Yeah.
I feel like normally when you're a like an athlete all through school and stuff, you end up being more labeled a tomboy and then getting like in touch with your feminine side later, but it seems like you did the opposite where you were like in touch with your feminine side at one point and now you're like, I'm gonna lean into the tomboy aesthetic.
Yeah, that's the vibe for sure. I was like, you know what? I'm finally done. I'm done doing this. I'm tomboy. More mask for sure.
Fair. Okay, wait. I feel like I have this gay experience just like in general growing up, and I don't know if you two relate to this, but I feel like I really like idolized tomboys, and like I was like tomboy light, but like not super tomboy, but I was like they're so cool. Like every time Mary Kate played the tomboy in the Mary Kate and Ashley movie, I was like I need to be her. Like I love her vibe. And I feel like that was just me being like I like the queer coding of this person or this character and not knowing like why I was into like the subverting of the expectations, even though I do tend to like I'm pretty feminine and like I usually go for more feminine women or feminine people, but like I don't know, like there was just something about like the little bit of like gender fuckery going on in like the tomboy
Yes.
expression that I was like into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I definitely agree. And then my type is definitely like soft masks. So I feel like, I mean, my
Like the
girlfriend, I
grown
don't feel
up
like is a
version.
tomboy. Yeah, but I definitely am into like girls with short hair, girls who dress in the men's section. Like, but I definitely saw tomboys, like, especially in high school. And I was like, oh my God, those girls are so cool.
Cooler than I will ever be. But then also
Yeah.
this like internalized misogyny that like made us feel like anything feminine like wasn't cool. And that's why we like you know what I mean? Like there's so many like complex things. Like is it the gayness? Is it internalized misogyny and the patriarchy? Is it both?
Yeah.
What caused
Maybe a little bit. Yeah. There's so many
that?
layers to that, I
I
think.
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
crazy. So did you have a lot of crushes on straight women or a lot of experiences with them? Because I know we, just prefacing for our listeners, I don't know how many of them know this, but we choose random questions from past episodes and we like to let our guests choose certain topics. So I wanted to segue into the straight women of it all.
Straight women, I have been at the mercy of straight women, I feel like, for too damn long. I don't know what it is, just like the unavailableness of them, but it's
that's
like,
what that's what I was gonna say, but I was like trying not to like go too deep again, but I feel like that's why a lot of people are into like straight women, because they're like, I can never have you, so I can want like you, because it, it's not gonna happen.
The idea is like, you know, like growing up, actually I had a girlfriend, I have actually like two girlfriends in high school, both which were bi. So fortunately when I was younger, like I didn't have too much of that, but there would be times where I get crushes on them and I'd just be like so heartbroken that they would like never like me back, and we were like really good friends and I was like damn. But I did have girlfriends, I think, to like that worked out. But in my older years, actually, like I sheepishly am gonna admit this, this past fucking week I have like, because here's the story, let me give you the tea. There's this girl who's been asking about me for some time, multiple different occasions, asking about me, and I'm like, oh shit, like I'm flustered, I have a crush, like that's nice, like that's cute, but I put it in my back pocket, and then it gets brought to my attention again by another person. So then I'm like, shit, well these people I can trust, like this is a good person, let me shoot my shot. And I shot my shot, and I was rejected so hard, and I was like, I'm so confused. So now I'm like scheduling like an immediate therapy session to be like, I can't even entertain this shit anymore.
Wait, not, no, that is confusing to me though.
Mixed signals for sure.
Yes, I'm like, God, this girl doesn't know what she wants, and I'm like, why do I want to be with someone that's like not sure of what they want and like be someone's experiment? Like that's just not what I want to be. I don't want to be someone's failed experiment where it's like a 3 to 6 month thing, and they're like, well, I tried it, I'm gonna go back to men. I can't get I can't take getting left for another man. Like that shit hurts.
It's hard because you want to be like proactive and be like, I've done this, like let me show you this whole new world, like take you by the hand, introduce you to some shit, but like
welcome.
It's hard because it's like if people aren't fully ready, or if they're scared, or they're not sure, or they're just like fantasizing, like I don't know, it's easier, I guess, easier and harder to let them come to you, because it's like I could just like be straightforward and you know we wouldn't have to play this game anymore. But like if they're playing that game to begin with, then you trying to be straightforward is just gonna like make you feel bad eventually.
That's so true. Confusing to me though, because like I see all sides of this, because I'm like, the first girl I ever hooked up with, she was a little hesitant because I had never hooked up with another woman, and she was like, I have had some bad experiences and I'm not trying to have that happen again. And my gay ass was like, I understand, like please, that's not me, like please, 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 like take a chance. And like she, like we hooked up, I've obviously gone on and dated more women, so like that didn't happen to her. It's like from my end I was like, don't let those people who burnt you before stop you from hooking up with me, girl. Like, come on, let's go. But then I do understand like not wanting to have that, but I was not expecting the story to be, and then you got rejected, because I'm thinking like, if she's not sure and she's maybe going to like put feelers out, so then maybe she's intimidated to hit on you. I really, that was not, I don't know. I'm so confused by that, because I'm like, that seems like the setup.
See, now that makes me feel better, because I literally had to like call my sister immediately. It was like, am I crazy? And I thought my pickup line, I thought it was good. It wasn't even like a pickup line. I thought it was good. I thought it was cute. It was respectful. And I'm sitting here like,
what did you say? Were you like, if you want to shoot your shot, I'll just lay down in the goal and let you take it.
I'll let you score.
I should have. Well, maybe that's what I should have said, because obviously.
Yeah, that would have worked.
Where were you guys? Where were you? No, we were I casually just swiped because she said some funny shit on Instagram. So I was like, all right, bet.
Okay.
So I slid in there and I was like, wait, I'm living for your content. Turns out we were talking about like how our laundry sits in the bins for weeks. Like, I'm not gonna pull it out. And then I was like, the thing is, like, and then we were talking about socks. And I was like, and I said something about like how many different types of like ways there's to do socks. And I'm like, I just throw them in the bin. She's like, we're just cracking jokes about it. And then I was like, but I didn't just come here to talk about socks.
No, that's
So
good.
good. And I was like, it could have gone any type of way. And now I want to DM her just again, just be funny with it and just be like, okay, fine, we can just talk about socks. Like,
Oh, you should have followed up with like, I didn't just come here to talk about socks. I also came to talk about shoes.
yeah.
I came to get your socks off.
Yes.
Oh,
That's
no, that's
good.
crazy. And that was a good line. Yeah, no, you're validated, and that seems like I don't
Thank
understand what
you.
happened.
Yeah.
Yeah,
She'll
I don't know.
come
And
to
then, and then
regret it later, I'm sure. Like, she'll be
maybe,
like, fuck, I
yeah,
fumbled.
we'll see.
Yeah.
I
That's crazy. I love that though. Also, when you said the thing about going after straight women because of emotional unavailability, I was like, that's Aquarius right
I
there.
thought the same thing.
I was
I was
like,
like, I
all
wonder if your
right. Oh.
Venus is in, yeah, if your
No.
Venus is in Aquarius too or not.
Yeah.
Shoot, I need to look at my co-star to check.
Yeah.
It's so true. I don't.
Yeah.
Is this an Aquarius experience? Are we just all attracted to emotionally unavailable women? Are we just, what is it with
Yeah.
Aquariuses? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I had a question pulled for you that was, how do you avoid falling for straight women?
How to avoid it? I don't know. Just I think it comes with like a lot of self-love and just like worth and knowing like
Right. What you
finding and
deserve.
identifying like the things you and what you want in a relationship. And you know what? We all deserve someone who's like attracted to us and we're not like someone's fun game. Like, and there's people out there that are like
Yeah.
that. Now I say this, but the next girl that comes to me, it's straight, I'm gonna be like, damn, okay, like
You're gonna be like, all
hi.
right.
Hey, how you
Hey,
doing?
mamas.
Yeah, and get rejected. I'm like, damn, same cycle.
Before we wrap up, I also noticed that you chose that you wanted to answer some questions about U-hauling. What's like the shortest U-haul you've seen out there in the lesbian world?
Gosh.
And maybe what's like the shortest amount of time you've U-hauled if you U-haul.
The shortest? I dated a girl who like after a month like packed up her life and like moved from Utah to wherever her partner was, and I was like,
Wow.
that's insane. And they literally made a joke. They like literally had a U-Haul in like a month. I was like, you just packed up your entire life,
Wow.
moved across country. The fastest I have, see, I don't like U-Hauling. Like, I don't want to do it. Like, I want to take it very slow. Like, the fastest I've done it, I think, and this was out, it was like 6 months. I'm no better than the Mormons out here who get married in 3 months. My parents
So funny.
literally got married. They met, were engaged within 3 weeks, and then 3 months later, married.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. They're competing with the lesbians.
Yeah. And
Hard.
that's what I told them. I'm like, are you guys lesbians?
Yeah.
Like, what's
Yeah.
going on?
You
How do
all
you
can be in
commun-
multiple cultures.
True,
Yeah,
true.
that's true. Yeah.
How do you communicate that you don't want a U-Haul without offending anyone? Have you ever had anyone be like mad
God.
that you won't move in with them? Because I have.
Have you really? Do people really get mad? Oh my.
I mean,
Wait, I want to
she
hear
wasn't
this.
like mad, but she was just like, why won't you come live with me? And I was like, you live in the middle of nowhere in Ohio and you're not nice to me. And she was like, if you live with me, I would be nice to you. And I was like, that's not how
That's
it
not how
works.
it works.
No, that's toxic as
That's
fuck.
not
Yeah.
how it works. Yeah,
Oh
I'm
no,
not
that's
moving to a different state for
manipulation.
you. Yeah.
No. You cannot be out here doing that shit.
So, yeah, you gotta laugh about it though, I guess. Like, it's funny now. Wasn't
Yeah.
funny then. I was just like, you're delusional. Get
Yeah.
out of here.
My God, that's crazy.
And then
People get
dated her for like
offended.
six more months. Yeah.
I
I was also delusional, obviously.
my
But yeah, you
goodness.
haven't had anyone like get offended by you not wanting to live with them.
No, I've
Okay.
never had that. No. I feel like we've,
That's healthy then. Yeah.
yeah, it's either been like that's the healthy part, thank God. But
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never had the. I didn't know people got offended over that. Like, no, I don't want to U-Haul. Well, I just
yeah,
that was
a question we got. So I'm assuming like the person I dated wasn't the only one. How do you usually tell people that you aren't into that? You're just like, I don't do that. Or like, is there anything specific you say or talk about why you don't want to?
Yeah, I think just the conversation is like literally, hey, like I want to take this slow and do this right. Like, we still don't know each other. Let's just not rush things, you know, like we're still trying to learn who we are. It's fun, it's emotional, like don't get me wrong, like we're in the honeymoon phase, but
yeah,
like let's make sure this is right. That's
yeah.
Have you ever moved in with someone and then realized it was like too soon and you're like had to backtrack?
Yeah, the relationship plummeted. Let's see, I was a sophomore, junior in like college, and this girl like moved from St. George up to like Utah for me. Got a new job. I didn't ask her to do this, by the way. I was like, you got to do what you got to do, because this is where I'm at. I'm in college. I got a 4-year contract.
Right.
I'm locked here, girl. You got to come to me, or we're gonna have to do this long distance. So she's like, okay, fuck it up. Pack up my life for you.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, yeah, and I was not for it, because I was like, I don't think this girl is gonna.
You were like, I wasn't expecting you to say yes.
Yeah, like, should have said no. Oh,
you're like, I'm 19. Yeah, I didn't expect this at all.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I'm fucking ramen right now. Like, I don't know how to navigate this. So she, moved up here. Luckily, her sister like moved up here, so they lived together. And then this is crazy. This is actually crazy. I'm taking a trip down memory lane. She was like, okay, like we should like start thinking about marriage. We should start thinking about, you know, living together. Like, to the point where I went and I got this girl a promise ring, like, and we moved in. And what's crazy is, like, I'm in college, like, I'm with my other teammates, and she's, like, living in my space, and it just wasn't it. My roommates didn't like, she was really toxic, she, like, my roommates didn't like her, like, not really supportive or understanding about, like, my career. And when she moved in, it just, like, blew up, and I think that lasted about 2 months, and that end of the 2 months, like I gave her back the promise ring, we broke up, she moved back to St. George, and that was it.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, yeah. But that whole relationship, my family was like, girl, you gotta get out of that. I mean, this is the time that my parents weren't like so happy with me being gay. Even my mom was like, girl, I don't care who you date, but not her. I
was like, oh. A toxic relationship is a toxic relationship. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that plummeted in the best way possible. My roommates were like relieved. I was relieved. I was like, girls, what was I doing? Like, what are we doing out here? Like, y'all should have smacked me sooner.
Oh, yeah. So that's typically, we like to end on, you know, what if you could go back and either give your younger self advice or younger queer people advice, you know, what info do you wish someone had gifted you?
I think that every queer person, like when they're younger, like it's going to be okay. Like, you're good. Like, there's love out there. And I don't know, trust yourself and stay true to you. That's a big one for me, is just like staying true and like not sacrificing yourself for like to be in a relationship. Cause I don't know if you guys or y'all feel this way. If like, I feel like I've gotten into relationships cause it's been like the only support that I've had. And like, I feel like I could have used friends instead of like being in like a really toxic relationship with like, even myself included, like both parties were like emotionally damaged from like our past or like hadn't figured stuff out. And I feel like friends would have been a better option and just like safer, you know, like you don't get like the pleasure side of it, but still at least you're not dealing with like
emotionally, it's like not as
tangled.
Yeah,
that's pretty much. And then like chosen families, like your chosen families are so important, and like lean on them.
Yeah. Is there anything specific you would say to like younger queer Mormons or queer people like in the Mormon community who are like coming to terms with it or coming out or anything like that?
Yeah, I guess the advice that I would give them is, one, like if you're not safe, don't come out. And I know it sucks, but there's like resources out there that you can like look into, and like mental health is it's important. And if they don't have resources, yeah, there are resources online, you can get it. And then my best advice is leave, because that organization isn't ever going to support them or our community. They don't believe in it. They don't want that to change. And getting as far away from that community and doing whatever you need to do to get out of it, do that. Mm-hmm. And that there's love outside of it. And if they're going to find it, hopefully. And then another thing that I like to say is, like, be patient with, like, the, because this is something I'm going through right now, is I'm still trying to, like, be okay with my parents, like, kind of still being Mormon and, like, not leaving and not being like, fuck this religion, like, yeah, my kid's gay. Like, I'm still trying to, like, navigate, like, I don't know, like, the hurt of that. Mm-hmm, and just kind of tell them that, like, it is a huge process, and figuring out how to, like, love them from, like, a distance, or just, like, respect where they're coming from, but also not letting it, like, affect you and your self-worth and love and, like, life, and, like, starting on that journey to just, like, heal from everything. Because mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of, like, ex-Mormons who are gay have a lot of, like, trauma to, like, unpack, mm-hmm. because, I mean, and in society as well, like, from the time we've been alive, it's like, oh, no, that's not good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just finding those places and people and doing, like, the inner work to heal, because that's what's my really big focus, is just, like, let it go. Like, we're just gonna be okay for me, like, do it for you, don't do it for anybody else, but just, like, you can find that freedom and relief.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the answers to the questions. And if people want more of you, where can they find you, follow you, all of that?
Carly_Nelson. I'm pretty active on, like, Instagram. I have Twitter. Twitter's funny. We're over there. But yeah, mostly Instagram.
Slide into her DMs to talk about socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we leave that part of the story in.
Yeah.
I hope you get at least one DM that's like, I am not here to talk about socks.
That would be clownery. That would be
incredible.
Well, thanks y'all for letting me on. Y'all are hilarious. I love your podcast. It's so fun.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And just a little sign off for everyone listening. If you want to send us questions, DM us anywhere on social media at Sapphic Survival Guide, except for Twitter, where we're just at Sapphic Survival. You can send us a voicemail, 724-209-8877. You can send us an email, sapphicsurvivalguide@gmail.com. And we've got bonus content on our Patreon, patreon.com/sapphicsurvivalguide. And you can follow me anywhere online at The Libra Gina, including my website, thelibragina.com.
And you can find me, Cheyenne, at Hot Mespian on pretty much any social media platform. And with that, class is now dismissed.